So here we go. Very good day to you, wherever you may be. Welcome to the James Whale podcast radio show thing, brought to you by Robbo. Now, Rob's an interesting bloke. He's sitting in his office in North Wales, just off the Isle of Anglesey. And I'm sitting in my house in somewhere in Kent, actually. And this is how we do the program. They're really... seems to me to be no need for rushing to very glamorous studios anymore.
It's as cold as a witch's tit up here.
Really, well, it's probably colder than that down here, but I don't wish to use a facsimile of the anatomy to make my point, because that would be rather slovenly, would it not? But it's fucking freezing down here, let me tell you that. And there's snow turning to sleet, which is turning back to ice. But at least we're the lucky ones. We're not stuck on a motorway somewhere.
That's true. There's no snow. It's all clear.
Oh, right. Well, with a little luck, this whatever Emma, whoever she is coming your way, flashing her bits, and you might get a whole load of it a little later.
As long as it's over the weekend, I'm okay.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. People will be listening to this when the sun is shining and it's about 50 degrees, because that's just what people do. Yeah, we're referring to that mini ice age that happened back at the end of February, beginning of March.
Has the Thames frozen yet?
No, not yet. What is the date today, by the way?
It's around the 3rd or March, something like that.
It's the 2nd. It's the 2nd of March. For some reason, I thought it was the 27th of February. I have no idea why I thought that. But anyway, I was talking to Jeremy Corbyn's brother, Piers, funnily enough, is his brother's name, on my radio. You know, I've got a radio show on Talk Radio, Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10, and occasionally other times when nobody else can do it.
Oh, I do now. Thank you very much for letting me know.
Yeah, Talk Radio. Get onto Talk Radio, download the app. Very easy to listen to. As easy to listen to as this. And, of course, it's live, Monday to Thursday, 7 in the evening. Absolutely live. Anything can happen, and quite often does, sadly. We were talking to Piers Morgan, Piers Corbyn. fancy getting those two. Anyway, we were talking to Piers Corbyn, who's a weather expert. He's a future forecaster. He's got a very interesting weather website, which is worth looking at, called, I can't remember now. Anyway, Google Piers Corbyn, you'll find out. And he is a very interesting man. He sounds exactly like his brother, which is a little disconcerting if you had just been listening to me speaking about Brexit. But we were talking to him about the bad weather. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the James Whale, how I refer to myself, which is a bit sad, really, but there we are. I have never bought into this all this business of carb. We've got to be carbon neutral. We've got to do. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm recycling, absolutely fine. I do recycling. Everybody should do recycling. Get rid of the plastics. Absolutely agree with that. The mess we're making of the planet. Listen, we live in Britain. This is the fucking messiest country in Europe. Any other country in Europe, you don't get the shit all over the roads that we get here. And that's because we've got a lot of very slovenly people in this country. You know that as well as me. There are lots of slovenly people out there. So, recycling, very good idea. Everybody should do it. If you don't do it, you're a slovenly bastard. But the whole idea that, we've got to tax you for driving a new diesel car, or we've got to stop people, make people walk and cycle, be better for them. And it might be, depending upon whether you want to or not. But I find the arrogance of cyclists beyond belief. There are some pleasant ones, I'm sure, but there are an enormous amount of arrogant bastards who ride around on two wheels, stuff you. You've got no time for anybody else. You think you're better than everybody else. And quite frankly, those flashing lights that some of you have should be banned. Now, why am I slagging cyclists off? Well, any opportunity is a good one as far as I'm concerned. But the reason, of course, is because most of them think they're saving the planet, and of course they're not. Piers Corbyn will put you straight, and he's an expert, but I've always said this as well. You know, whatever mankind does, it's not going to make that much difference to the weather patterns on this planet. It might make a few problems for your breathing and things like that, but it's not going to make any difference to the weather. And I wonder, we're going to save the planet. Because, according to Piers Corbyn, and I believe him because I've heard other people over the years say this as well, do not chew my shoes, dog. Thank you. Death for some reason, I like chewing my shoes. Where was I?
You were going to save the world.
You weren't listening, were you?
I was. I was looking up the website while you were talking. It's weatheraction.com.
Okay. Yeah. Have a look on there. It's interesting as well. Most of our weather, and most meteorologists, if not all meteorologists, will tell you this, is governed by the sun and the activity on the sun, solar flares, sunspots, etc., etc., etc. And the jet stream is obviously very important to the weather patterns we get. Now, this period that we're living in is known as an interglacial period, a period between ice ages. And remember, the time of the dinosaurs, there were no ice poles. All the ice had gone. So the poles, either end of the planet, if you will, are the remnants of the last ice age. The ice age hasn't yet gone. And we hear lots of talk about, oh, well, it's all melting up there and everything. And, of course, this is not actually true. And there are a lot of people, I presume, making an enormous amount of money out of these. What Piers Corbyn says, lies. He says they're lies. I'm not that well informed to say definite lies. I think mistruths, probably, but or mistakes, but... Excuse me, more coffee is needed. Anyway, Piers made a very interesting statement on my show on Talk Radio the other day. He said that we are heading within the next 20 years to the next mini ice age. And the sort of weather we've been getting now, and we had some years back, will become more frequent. And it'll have nothing to do with the warming of the planet or the climate changes. And he said, the experts know, and they should be straight with people, that we are heading to the next mini ice age. The mini ice age, which a few hundred years ago, was it back in the 17-something or others, where the Thames froze over? They had ice fairs on the Thames. It was a lot colder. And he said that will be preceded by warmer climates. The Romans came here. They planted grapevines. They grew grapes. So it has always changed. And don't you bite my shoes. Sorry. And it will always change. And I just thought it was great to hear somebody with the guts to put a different point of view. Because the rumours are, now I'm not sure if they're true, but I have a feeling they probably are, that anybody who says what Piers Corbyn says is banned from appearing on the BBC. Now, you couldn't prove that because all they say, well, we just didn't book that person. But you remember the botanist what's his name? Oh, it's gone off my Greppelmel Great Nuts. What was his name? Man with the wrinkly face and
the guy that used to go in the undergrowth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's it. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was he thinks along the same lines, and you've not seen him on the BBC for years, have you? They just dropped him, refused to have him on.
David Bellamy,
yeah. So I think it's about time we started telling a bit of the truth. And if as Piers Corbyn says,
Weatheraction.com.
Weatheraction.com, check it out. People should. If it is that we are heading within the next 20 years to the next ice age, we ought, the world generally ought, to be actually doing something about preparing ourselves for it, shouldn't we?
Yeah, some ice skates and some tennis rackets for your shoes.
Yeah, you're taking the piss. This is a rather serious issue, and I think you, even though you live in North Wales, and let's face it, there's not a lot of people choose to live in North Wales, and I say that lovingly as a Welshman myself, but from the proper part of Wales in the south, you really shouldn't mock these things. They're very important.
Yeah.
Very important, yeah. You know, you'd only have yourself to blame if you got cut off, if the Isle of Anglesey disappeared under a huge sheet of ice. So you must get prepared. So I thought that was interesting. And if anybody wants to check out weatheraction.com, please do. Now, talking about, actually leads on rather nicely to the next bit I wanted to talk about. And I put a question out on Facebook, which said, Labour wants customs union treaty after Brexit. Would this now make you consider voting for Labour? It wouldn't make me consider voting for Labour, but it might make some people consider voting for Labour. Of course, as you know, the negotiations over Brexit are getting more and more ridiculous. This self-inflicted, it's like, this is what occurred to me the other day, by the way. Rob, you are part of it. If you want to, if you feel that, that you have anything to contribute, don't hesitate to do it, will you?
I'm waiting for the meat of the story.
Right, okay. Well, this occurred to me the other day. You know when a person, and this is tragic, and I'm not making light of this, but you know when somebody self-harms?
Right.
Okay, you know when they cut themselves and they do things to themselves because they are upset, miserable, need attention or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what I figure that that is what those people who voted for Brexit, it's kind of like a group self-harming to vote to leave part of the continent that we are. We are part of Europe. The fact is, geologically, there's a little slither of water between us and the rest of Europe, which sometimes makes us think we're better than everybody else, which is, you know, when people think they're better than everybody else, you know what happens? Everybody else thinks they're a twat.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like group self-harming, isn't it? Voting to leave the European Union because some people wanted attention or they weren't doing as well as they wanted to. Do you think it's a good way? I mean, I thought it was quite an interesting...
It's a little harsh.
Do you think it's a little harsh?
A little.
It's a yell for help. It's people yelling for help, isn't it? And let's face it, people like Boris Johnson need help.
That is true, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who wears shorts and hats and runs obviously not very well but insists on doing it purely for the publicity is in need of help.
Yeah, he's always the first to get the mop and bucket and broom, though, isn't he, to be fair to him?
What?
Whenever there is a disaster, he's always the first to get a mop and a bucket and a broom.
I've never seen him with a mop and a bucket and a broom. Where did you see him with a mop and a bucket and a broom?
Whenever there's troubles, he's always out there with a broom.
Really?
To sweep it all up, yeah. He does his bit.
Maybe it's better if you don't contribute as much. Anyway, so this whole business of public self-harming is just, it's a cry for help by those people who love to call themselves Brexiteers and then have invented this name for people who want to stay quite sensibly as Remoners. This is a bit of an embarrassment. It's almost like kids playing in the playground. We have to sort this problem out. And it was good to see, although I never really agreed with very much Tony Blair ever said, he did make an interesting speech this last week, and I thought an excellent speech by former Prime Minister John Major, who I did have a lot of time for, on what is going to be one major cock-up. And what they're trying to do at the moment, although the politicians, they're trying their hardest to mend the problem that David Cameron has caused, and I suppose to a certain extent Nigel Farage, but fancy even worrying about Nigel. Nigel was just there as a bit of an entertainment factor. And, you know, giving people a ref... I won't go through that anymore. So anyway, something has to be done. And I'm waiting for Theresa May's speech, which we're recording this before she's made her speech. So I have no idea what she said, but I'm hoping that she's realising that for this not to be a total disaster for the world, actually, not just for Britain, but for the world, this will be a disaster for the world. The European Parliament needs to be... reorganized, and David Cameron was not the person who could do it. He was too wet. A wetter man I have never met. I've shaken his hand and it's wet. We need to reorganize Europe. We, not the Germans, should be there right at the top. We, the Germans and the French, should be the main forces, were the main forces within Europe, but we didn't push ourselves enough because most of our MEPs were members of UKIP, and they couldn't have given us stuff one way or the other. And the others, You never heard from most of them, did you? There are a couple of very good MEPs, but let's face it, most of them you never heard of, and most of us never voted in the European election, so we only have ourselves to blame. Perhaps we've learnt our lesson. But the question I asked was, Labour wants customs union treaty after Brexit. Would it make you consider voting for them? Leslie Owen said, let me think long and hard about this, James. No. Quite right. JJ Wright says, people vote Labour because their parents did, and their parents before them, and their parents before them, and so it goes on. Yeah, I think you're right. And the same for both the main parties as well. A lot of people just vote because their parents voted that way. People need to think a little more. That is why I so believe that we should have lowered the voting age to 16. Paul Ann Brown says no, especially not while they have a nut job at the top who seems to be living on another planet. Roger Merritt says everybody knew that leaving the EU would include leaving the customs union. No, they didn't, Roger. It was hardly ever mentioned. And if it was mentioned, most people don't even know what the customs union is. So come on, Roger. Wakey, wakey. Fraser T. Hunter said, I'll vote for anybody trying to save the oncoming disaster. Quite right, Fraser, but there might be an alternative. Keep watching. Andy Cudworth, he's always good for a quote. He said, is this a trick question? No way. Labour don't have a clue where they stand. They stay vague on the issue and try to be popular to whoever at the particular time. They are playing politics with it, not in the long-term interests of truly global-looking United Kingdom. The world has changed significantly in the last 30 years and through having internet, higher-speed travel and preservation of goods. Oh, I see where we're going with this. Global beyond the EU is where the future lies. This is bollocks, Andy Cudworth, absolute bollocks. He says the EU prevents poor countries in Africa and Asia from flourishing. I'll tell you what actually prevents the poor countries in Africa and Asia from flourishing. They're f***ing governments. That's what prevents them. Nothing else. And the fact that perhaps a lot of what they have we don't want. Getting out of poverty. Well, the reason they're in poverty is, of course, our fault. And I would agree with you. The fault of, you know, the British Empire, what we did to various countries, how we allowed the religious nutters or the missionaries, if you prefer, to go over there and spin them all lies when they're quite happy with their own religions and thoughts. We need to be fully out to encourage free, open and fair trade with developing countries. Yeah, I know a lot of you feel that way, Andy, but I just think you're living in cloud cuckoo land and for some reason you want attention. Matt Session says, yes, but I was going to vote Labour anyway. When the choice in the UK is between the most corrupt, self-serving political organisation in Western Europe, namely the Tory Party, who are clueless at running the economy and public services, or Labour, then if you have more than one brain cell, you would vote Labour every single time. Yeah. Maybe, Matt, you forgot about the fact that the Labour government of 13 years left a little note saying, sorry, we spent all the money and it's all f***. Perhaps you forgot that, Matt, but never mind. I don't want to burst your bubble too soon. Gail Hughes says, I'll be voting for the government who legalises cannabis for medical reasons. I think that's a very good point, actually, Gail, but I don't think that's a main issue for voting for a government, but there we are. Paul Savory. Oh, hello, Paul. I keep meaning to get in touch with you, Paul, and I haven't done, and I should. Labour always brings the country to its knees. I'm not a fan of May or Brexit. Like so many, there is no party for me. Paul, maybe you and I should start one. Michael Bassett says, Comrade Korbunivsky would totally ruin this country. He and his cohorts just want blood on the streets. I don't think that is the case, but there we are. Interesting dichotomy. James Musgrave says, another reason not to vote Labour, if you ask me. Well, James, you and Andy Cudworth should get together. You'd be very happy, I'm sure. Very, very happy, in sure. So there we are. There's my thoughts on that. I don't think I've gone on too long, have I? Or maybe I have.
So it's about 19 minutes. You're okay.
I thought it was longer than that. 19 minutes just on the Brexit?
No, 19 minutes in total.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose you should do something now. Otherwise, I'll just go on and on and on.
I'll put some music on.
Well, we could put some music. Our music the other day was quite good. I thought I quite liked that.
It was all right. It was
nice. Yeah. What? Oh, that's just tweets coming in. Oh, right, okay. The Italian Connection is open as usual in Harrogate with a warm welcome waiting for everybody. Yeah, oh, that's nice. The Vaulted Skies, these are.
They are indeed, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a track called Does Anyone Else Feel Strange? It's quite apt, really, from the brand new EP, No Fate. Have a little listen to this. Okay, well, that was good. I like that. The Vaulted Skies. And does anybody else feel strange? If you've got a bit of music you would like us to play, send it to us. Rob will tell you how.
Yeah, just email jameswellradio@gmail.com. Mark it for my attention, Rob. Include the MP3 permission to play. And if we like it, we'll play it. If we don't like it, we'll consider it.
And then we'll probably play it anyway and take the piss out of it. Now, why don't we do Tech Talk now? Because that makes you feel warm and cuddly and gives you a reason for existing. And I can sit here and slurp my coffee for about 10 minutes or so.
10 minutes, wow, okay. Ofcom is telling broadband firms that they've got 30 days to sort out their speeds. Otherwise, customers can now walk.
Walk where? We're walking anyway. The weather's bad.
No, the you know when you're in a year or 2 year. As Anne Summer's been sending you packages again.
Oh, sorry. What?
I said, has Anne Summers been sending you packages again?
Oh, sorry, could you hear that? No, I thought I was just trimming my beard.
Right. Okay. That's so, what, yeah, all right. So,
I've got a new one. It's got, listen to that. That, and then you go turbo, listen. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you sure it's a beard trimmer?
Well, of course it's a beard trimmer. Why? What did you think it was?
Well, I don't know.
In fact, actually, it's a head trimmer as well. And I did my hair the other day, and while you're here, can you hear that?
Yeah. What are you trimming?
Hair back of my head. I found it.
Oh, okay.
I found a bit that I missed.
How did you blow the back of your head?
Well, blowing the hair off the trimmer.
Oh, I see. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Over up later. Anyway, right. So where were we?
You can get Netflix on Sky at the end of the year.
Oh, really? Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And
I need a new TV. I think I don't know. Mine's, or maybe it's a box. I don't know. I keep having problems. It keeps doing funny things.
You keep putting it into standby.
Do I? Huh. I don't know what I do, really, to be honest. Give up drinking, I think.
Okay, and from May...
Right, I'm just fiddling with my wire.
Okay, you're fiddling with your wire. From May, you'll have to prove you're 18 before you can access adult websites.
Really?
Yes. It's actually not very good news, really, when you think about it, because kids now, if they want to access adult websites, will have to turn to the dark web, where they'll be offered drugs, guns, all sorts of dodgy things.
I've never been on the dark web. Is it easy to get onto?
Yes.
Is it?
Very easy to get on the dark web.
You don't really need to, because I've noticed on Twitter, quite often, you get very dubious websites tweeting you, purely to try and get publicity, I presume, or people to follow them.
Yeah.
Or what they call these cam girls.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking of becoming a cam boy.
Well, you might as well. There's lots of money in it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you have to do? Just what we're doing now, but with pictures.
Yes. Exactly what we're doing
now. How can that be?
Yeah, what you were doing about 5 minutes ago with that thing that you were playing with, that would make you loads of money.
Just trim my hair when I'm...
Yeah, that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Make you loads of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get on with the next feature?
I don't know. I was just having a look at Twitter, see who was coming on today. Bluebell Lulu from Hawaii.
And your Twitter account is called?
My Twitter account? I'm not telling you. Why?
Oh, well, how are you going to get followers if you don't tell people?
What?
How are you going to get followers if you don't tell people what your Twitter handle is?
No, well, I have a look at her. Oh, my gosh. Just seeing the people who've been following me recently. I was having a little look here. Let's have a look. Dave Smiler Smith. Oh, he's a dog.
That's not very nice. You can't
No, it's a picture of a dog. Oh. And sometimes, still, here we are. Matthew Graham has just followed me. Okay, Matthew Graham. He has one of those he's got no picture, just one of those sort of grey things.
Egg.
Yeah. No, they don't do eggs anymore, do they? They do a little head.
Right.
Okay. And he has six followers. Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
One of them is against the sugar tax.
As you do.
Yeah. And one of them is somebody called, should I give their names out? Maybe I shouldn't really.
You can give their Twitter handles out.
Yeah. Anita Wesley, who's a sweet lady, cosplay master. What's a cosplay
master? Someone who likes to dress up.
Oh, right. I've never heard of that. Let's have a look at the, this is the thing you do. Look at the media. Ah, yeah. I see what you mean. Oh, gosh, she's got tattoos everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, she's only got 10 followers. Who are her followers?
Well,
let's have a look.
I'll follow her then, if she's...
Poor girl's only got 10 followers. And this is all fairly, page 3 of the Sun stuff, but it's quite funny. I was just thinking back to when I was a kid. It was all sort of, one of the guys, I can't remember his name now, would take... a book called Health and Efficiency, which was a little magazine for naturists. That was about the nearest thing we got to saucy photographs.
We used to have page three in primary school until the teachers sent notes home to the parents saying, if you're contributing newspapers for school art club, could you please remove page three? Yeah. But there was a short period.
Another new follower who's got, she's got 38,000 followers.
That's nearly as much as me.
Tasha B. Braxton 7. Writer, a creator, a artful of soul.
So there's a Braxton 6 out there.
Why?
Well, if she's Braxton 7, there's going to be a Braxton 6, 5, 4, and the original.
Yeah. It's interesting. Do you ever often watch, look through who's recently followed you or not?
I don't get that many followers these days. I used to years ago when I used to be prolific.
Oh, no, here's an interesting one. 15,000 followers, and I was interviewing on the programme about Brexit and the problems of the Northern Irish border. Ian Paisley, the MP, Freeman of the City of London, honoured to serve as an MP for North Antrim, DUP member present, turned the highest recorded vote in Northern Ireland. Of course, his dad was Ian Paisley.
Of course.
Yeah.
Are you going to give your Twitter handle out?
The James Whale, or the Twitter for the show, which is called?
James Whale Show or Dead Air Podcast.
Yeah, go and check them all out. Right, well, hang on.
What?
You're supposed to you're supposed to be doing tech talk. You've done nothing.
Well, you hijacked it with your, look at me, I've got loads of Twitter followers.
Bollocks. No, I didn't. I just said, let's have a look at them. I didn't even tell you how many followers I've got. I haven't got that many.
How many have you got?
I don't know, 80,000 or something.
That's almost double what I have.
Yeah, but there are lots of people I've never heard of have got millions.
That's true. My iPhone is working now. I've installed iOS 11.3 beta. It's like a test version, and it now has the feature to turn off the battery restrictions.
Oh. I need a new iPhone, don't I?
Yeah, because you keep running out of space.
And I keep what?
You keep running out of space.
Yeah, and my bills are very expensive, but hang on, let me just take it up this thing. I've got the iPhone, whatever it is, 5 something or other, and it's quite, you know, it's got a cracked screen, but I have had it a long time. It's nice and thin and looks nice. I was thinking of getting one of the Android ones, one of the other ones, but I don't know. I like the Apple stuff, even if they're always sort of doing things that, what?
Don't get an Android phone. It's not for you. It's not for you.
Is it not?
No.
Why?
Trust me, it's not for you.
Oh. But I managed to use the iPhone I make little videos we put up on the whatever, and I can nearly use all the features on it now.
You won't get FaceTime with an Android phone.
Won't you?
Nope.
Right. No, I'll stick with the iPhone. If Apple would like to send me a couple of tests, they don't send anything out free, do they?
No, they are one of the most stingiest companies I've ever come across.
Yeah. All right, okay, that was a bit of tech talk. Could we carry on with anything else or not?
I can tell you about the film Lady Bird.
Oh, you want to do films? Is that the best you could... I haven't got any films to watch, and I've watched all the ones that you sent me.
I know, Arnie, I've got a box here to send you, and I haven't got around to do it. It's been a bit cold.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Although the postman did come today, and he hasn't been all week.
Lady Bird, about a teenage girl's relationship with her mother. It's sort of a year in her life, and it's sort of got no ending in the film. It sort of just ends because at the year end sort of thing. It's one for Blu-ray. The acting's very good in it. That's about all I can say.
Did you ever track down my friend James Cosmo's movie called The Pyramid Texts?
I did indeed. Yes, I've seen that.
Did you watch it?
I did. It's all in black and white.
It's all in black and white. Did you like it? Did we ever talk about it? I don't remember talking about it.
I think we must have done. The ending is very surprising.
Mm. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting
it. But it's a bloody good movie. I wasn't bored. I thought I would be bored stiff. And I went to see it at the premiere. It sounds a bit grand, but it wasn't. It was a little premiere. I've invited people with a few drinks, and James came on afterwards and talked about it. In fact, I went to his 70th birthday party at the weekend. But it is worth getting. It's a great film to watch at home, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's just him on his own.
Yeah, and you'd think you'd be bored. As a bloke on his own, sitting in the middle of a boxing ring, talking to a camera.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to Shane Ritchie.
Right.
And, you know, who I shoot bows and arrows with, and he said to me, I think we'll pop out for a drink and come back. I said, yeah, yeah, probably right. As long as Cosmo doesn't see us do it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were sort of half an hour in, and I just happened to glance up at him, and he's got tears streaming down his face. He said, if you ever tell anybody that, I'll be really angry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you better edit that bit.
I will. I'll take that out, obviously.
Yeah. 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 But it was beautifully... I mean, it's a masterclass in acting, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, if you sent that to a movie company as your sort of audition, you'd definitely get the part.
But he did that himself. They've never properly released that movie. It's won loads of prizes at the sort of movie, you know, these sort of film festivals and things.
It's definitely an independent film. I think it must be on Amazon and YouTube by now as a paid.
Might be. I don't know. They were very protective of it.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I don't know. I think the producers, brothers who produced it, were very protective of it. I mean, it's a work of art, if you want to call something like that art. It's a work of art in a way, isn't it?
Definitely worth getting. If you can find it, watch it.
And I thought, I thought, by the way, because I was watching it in this little underground theatre in the middle of Soho, and I thought, oh, flip, there's an underground train going at... But that was the soundtrack on the film. I didn't realise that until...
Well, it's a boxing ring, so it would sort of suit that, wouldn't it? A sort of an archway under a railway, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it was good. If you can find it, get it. So you like Lady Bird, similar sort of thing?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Hmm.
I wouldn't watch it again, obviously.
No. Now, I've watched Pyramid Text twice, and it's worth watching twice. You get different things out of it, but the ending is quite unpredicted.
Yes, I was completely shocked when I saw the ending.
Yeah. I won't say any more than that.
No.
Because as soon as it starts, you think you know what's going to happen.
Mm.
Yeah. And it might not. Okay, right. Anything else?
No, should we talk about circumcision?
I was hoping we'd just go home now.
Well, you're already home.
Oh, yes, I am. I've got things to do. Well, okay, this is another one I did. I did on the talk radio show a week or so ago. Or was it this week? I can't remember. Anyway, and I thought it was quite interesting, quite entertaining. There's a group of people who have now started a campaign to stop male circumcision, usually carried out for some bizarre religious needs. And I have no idea why they want to do it. Why would any god want you to cut the end of your little boy's willy off and make a feature of it? And look, I have to admit, I was done. I'm a child of the 50s, and apparently lots of parents thought it was they were told by their doctors the best thing to do, snip it off when he's born. But apparently it's caused a lot of people a lot of problems. I'm not aware of what I've missed because I've never had it.
Right.
But apparently you miss a lot.
I had mine done when I was about 9.
For a medical reason, I presume.
A medical reason, not for religious reasons, no.
Unless you were inducted into the Muslim or Jewish faith, I don't know.
Not that I was aware of, but for medical reasons.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if you need to have it done, you need to have it done. But just doing it because you believe some god wants you to cut the end of your kid's dick off, I mean, that is just, it's backward, isn't it?
It's a little bit backward, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a lot backward. So, should it be banned? I wanted to know. We had hundreds and hundreds of comments. Everybody has something to say. Oh, dear. Susan Harris said, no, it's more hygienic. Well, apparently, Susan, it's not, as long as you wash. But I don't know, because, you know, when I was at school, you were either a roundhead or a cavalier.
Yeah, I imagine it was back due to the fact that there was hardly any soap back in the day to wash properly. So that's probably why they did it.
Yeah. I'm not that old. Gareth Munger says, for non-medical reasons... on minors, 100% yes, it should be banned. If an adult wants to get themselves circumcised legally and by a licensed practitioner, then that is up to them. Yeah, well said, Gareth, well said. Steve Frost says, Rob?
Yes?
Well, what happened to the short-sighted circumciser?
I have no idea.
he got the sack. Get it?
Yeah, trust me, I got it.
Yeah. Tina James says, of course not. There are disorders that can happen to the penis. Also, it is hygienic, and the good things for the lady, sex lasts longer. It has also done for religious reasons for longer than any of us have been born, so who are we to change it? I do think it should be done by a medical professional to stop any damage done by untrained people, says Tina James. Thank you, Tina. Great. Well thought out argument, I thought, really, Tina. But obviously, if you need to have it done for a medical disorder, but having it done for some religious view, it just seems to me bizarre. Jack McCurrup says, ban religion first, lots of other daft shit will follow. James R. Brendel says, America, it's practically the law. And apparently, America, you have to have it done.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
Trump's so balmy. Just stop here a minute. Trump putting on 25% import tax onto steel and, as they say in America, aluminum. This could have devastating effects on what's left of our steel industry here and in Europe. So don't tell me we've got to leave the EU so we can do great trading deals with America, because they are not interested. Claire Mendelsham says, it's the same as female genital mutilation. It should be banned, obviously, she says. It's not quite as damaging, I don't believe, as that, but I hope not, because, you know, otherwise I've been damaged beyond repair. Sally Watson says, no. You wonder why women don't give blowjobs? It's the nasty knob cheese lurking under the foreskin.
Oh, dear, I'm going to have to edit something. Which bit do I edit?
Well, that's medical. I wouldn't edit anything. So Sally Watson is prepared to give you one if you've been circumcised.
That's basically what she's saying, yes.
Yeah, good girl. William Street says, I think the Jews are very brave having a bit cut off before they know how it's going to be. Oh, dear. Stephen Terry Parker says, you will have more chance trying to ban clouds. No, you won't. Michael Bassett said, yes, ban this mutilation. It derives from the Dark Ages and is now just religious nonsense. Steve Montgomery says, yes, it's barbaric. We go on about female genital mutilation, and quite rightly so. This is exactly the same in a modern, caring, forward-thinking society. This practice has no place whatsoever. Lee Chunk, Nightingale, just wondering, if you have it done and then by chance it grew back, would that make it a five skin? Stuart Campbell-Clark says, if your foreskin is tight, then yes, for hygienic reasons, more than anything. It was done for that reason. Sad day, the day I lost my hood. I think that's enough, really. I mean, obviously, for medical reasons, it needs to be done. But for religious reasons, why on earth would you do it? I've no idea. Anyway, so there we are. Keep your thoughts coming in. I mean, we can all go on my Facebook page and read them all. But we'll put them up on the website, some of them, shall we?
No, just stick them on the Facebook page. It'd be too hard to put on a website.
Would it? Oh, right. Okay. And lots of people, your thoughts on BBC licence fee increases going up a few, Bob. Steve Frost says should be scrapped, not raised. They need to introduce advertising or fold. No, they don't want advertising because I think there needs to be a broadcasting organisation that isn't reliant on advertising, but I don't think the BBC needs to be anywhere near the size it is. I think they should be spending more money on their local radio stations, a bit more on their local TV broadcasting, and maybe have two national radio services and a national TV service and maybe a schools and news service, and that's it. They don't need all the extra bits. And the thing is, you know, people get caught, by the way, because of their own stupidity. I know I'm not suggesting you should break the law. Of course, you shouldn't. And at the moment, the law is that you have a TV license and you should have one. But what I object to is being harassed by people, knocking on the door, asking me if I have a license, because I'm one of those who's just, you know, I just slam the door in people's face. If you're not invited to my house, don't fucking call. That's it, right? don't come without ringing either, because and I had one the other day, and how can I put it? Because just moved and haven't changed the address and stuff, and just checking to find. Apparently, I didn't answer the door. I spoke through the door. I said, "Yeah, old TV licensing. We'd like to come in." "Yeah, well, you can't come in. Go away." "Oh, we can come in, sir. Would you open the door?" I said, "No, go away. You're disturbing my dog and other people in the house. Just go." And in the end, I had to say, "If you don't go, I will call the police." And then the silly f***er said, "We've got the right. You haven't got the right to come in at all. You need a warrant to cross my threshold. Get off my property or else." And the only way they can do you is seeing your television plugged in to the aerial in the wall. They can't even do you if you have a television standing in the room, if it's not plugged into anything.
You also have to confess and sign a piece of paper as well.
Absolutely. So I'm not suggesting people should avoid it. I'm just saying that people actually get very flustered. They get very aggressive, these people who come round.
The other thing you can do is invite your neighbour round when you know they're calling back and say, "Can you just go and get the door? Because it'll be them that gets done."
They never call back with a policeman. Have you ever heard of a police saying, "Yeah, we'll send an officer round with a warrant to go into the house"?
No, they won't do it.
No. And if by any small chance you didn't have a licence, and of course I'm assuming everybody has a licence because that's the law and you should, you would have got one if you'd forgotten, wouldn't you?
It's all done by direct debit now. I just get a text saying thank you for paying your TV licence.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably the best way to do it. But, the BBC is too big and that's the problem. Graham Bolton says, if it went up to £200 a year, it's still good value for money. I'm not sure how you work that out, Graham. Catherine Overend says, shocking, why do I need a license to watch TV? I'd rather that the BBC start showing ads than charge me this extortionate fee. It's not even like the programmes are getting better. I spend most of my time watching Netflix. Interesting point, of course, it's not expensive at all. £200 a year would be what? 50p a week or something?
Well, I'll go with what you say, yes.
I don't know. Jan Sayer says, I got rid of my license a few months ago, haven't watched TV since last summer, and I'm due back a £60 refund. Radio is way better. Time for it to be scrapped altogether. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Lots of other people as well. Thank you very much indeed. But I think it's probably time for the questions. Oh, no, hang on. We've got some... let's do a mail.
Okay, a mail.
We got a mail, didn't we? We had a letter from... Kieran Greenwood, he says, hope you're well. Transport for London, led by Mayor Sadiq Khan, is stopping ads from running in the London Underground if they don't like them. In a statement, Khan said, nobody should feel pressurised while they travel on the tube or bus into unrealistic expectations surrounding their bodies. And I want to send a clear message to the advertising industry about this. TfL now have a committee that monitor ads before they run in the London Underground. They are judged based on feelings. There are no rules or regulations. I believe this is of great interest to the public, says Kieran. I'll be talking about that a little later, I think, on Talk Radio, because I didn't know that. Mm. What do we want? Ugly people? Is he suggesting that what we need are lifelike ads? You know, if you're sitting on the tube train, and I don't travel by tube train because it's so full of smelly people, I don't want to go down there. I would rather walk or drive my car and upset everybody. But it's so boring. Listen, I like the ads there. You can look at the ads while you're, attractive women all over the walls of the Underground. What's wrong with that? Anyway, listen, we've got to get on.
Right.
The pub's just opened. Go on.
Okay. Shall I do the questions then?
Well, if you want. Otherwise, I'm going.
I'm stalling for time because I'm finding the page. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Spencer James. As in
Spencer James?
Yeah, not...
Does that mean Spencer James? Or that's his name, Spencer James?
His name is Spencer James. He's not saying... Okay. I'm not saying Spencer, and then the first bit of the question is James. I'm saying Spencer James.
Okay, all right.
Or I could say Spencer James. Mm-hmm. James, what is more important... Peace in the UK or blue passports and organic carrots?
Read that again. So I just see my dog sitting behind me.
Spencer James.
What? Yeah.
James.
What is more important, peace in the UK or blue passports and organic carrots?
Peace in the UK, mate. Peace in the UK, yeah? Peace, man.
Mark Summers. Is the plural of Bigfoot, Bigfoots or Big Feet?
Bigfoots.
Matt Sessions. Are the words free press, in inverted commas, in the UK, a smokescreen and a myth?
That's a ridiculous... Sorry. That's a ridiculous question. People go on about free... But what is free press? What do you want to know? What do you think the media is keeping from you? What do you think is going on that you're not being told about? If they wanted to, they couldn't because of social media, because of programmes like this. So it's bollocks, you know. People keep going on. They've got these wonderful conspiracy theory ideas that they're being controlled by, and it's rubbish. There is, you know, look at f-ing Trump. He just won't stop. Just, you know, if there was controlled media, he wouldn't be doing that for a start.
He'd have his Twitter account pulled.
He would. We'd have something pulled.
Paul Rudd. When will the media stop with all this fake snow news?
Oh, shut up. Get on to the next one.
Dave Ball.
Yeah.
What adverts from your childhood still influence or affect you today?
Not one. Except maybe a Mars a day helps you work, rest and play.
Not wee balls wobble but they won't fall down.
I don't know that one.
That's the only one that ever sticks in my mind from my childhood.
Is it? Oh, I like Muffin the Mule.
I'm sure you do. Moving on. Rob James. Is it possible that a prisoner with a bad stutter could die before finishing his sentence?
Very possible. Very possible indeed.
Andy Quick. Is it Christmas yet?
No, Andy, it's not. There's June is when Christmas is.
There's a lot of snow out and about. You sure?
Yeah.
I've even seen people on sledges.
Nope, it's not Christmas.
Mark Moody. When will the UK realise to drive on snowy roads, you need to have winter and snow tyres? It's the law in Slovenia between November and March.
We're not in flipping Slovenia. If you want to live in Slovenia, I suggest that's what you do. We don't have snow tyres here. We have grit and we love it. Thank you very much indeed. I'll be on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday from 7 o'clock in the evening. Plus, of course, if you want to hear more rubbish, go to our website, jameswellradio.co.uk. Rob, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.